This is part 9 of why I stay loyal to Seismic. And I have to hurry because I don't want to forget my thought. You try to unite people around you. You try to get people around you to understand and see your vision, because I believe there was a vision there. And that's not always easy to do with the people that are working with you on a project, because they can't see what you visualize. So it's your job as an entrepreneur to really get them to understand what you visualize for the future. Now, here's the problem. If you don't have a visual image, if you don't have something out there that you're absolutely sure that can happen, then there's a chance that it might not happen. In fact, it probably won't happen. When I had my school, I was down on the 4th floor, and I remember for a year I had planned on going up to the top floor and doubling my size. And I had 10,000 square feet when I went to the top floor. I had 5,000 on the 4th floor. And for a year, anybody that came into my school, I was trying to think of a few names. Remember the names now. Anyway, I would say, oh, you've got to see what's about to happen. I think I did that for 6 months, a year, before I was waiting for my small business loan to help me move upstairs. And so I'd take them upstairs, and I'd open these double doors that used to be the bank. It used to be the bank up there, and I'd walk all around, and I'd go, now, picture this. Picture this. Over here was going to have our multimedia center. This is going to be my office. Used to be the offices of the president of Chrysler or something. I don't know, some bank or something up there. But it was really something. It was like out of a dream. And then the whole school is going to be on this half, and all the computers are going to be over there, and that's going to be Carol's office and Rich all the rest of them are going to be back here, and this is going to be where the students are. I had it, and this is going to be the kitchen. I had it all in my mind, the colors of the walls, the carpets, everything. I visualized everything a year before it was happening. In fact, when we finally got in, got the carpet in, I had to do all the rebuilding myself. We opened up the doors, and it was kind of freaky, because this is exactly the way I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be, when I opened the door, look just like this a year ago. And I told everybody about how it's going to look. I knew how it was going to be, and it came true. So visualization does definitely work. You have to see it. That's what's really going to happen. And I think sometimes when we're in business, I think what happens is that we don't see the future. Now, what happened once I got up on the 4th floor and everything came true that I had seen, and all my dreams had come true, and it was better than what I expected, I didn't have a dream after that. You know what I mean? I didn't visualize anything happening after that. I didn't see where I was going to be in 2 years or 5 years. And I really think that that had a big part of the end that it contributed to the end of my business, because I couldn't see any farther than that. And if you can't, then definitely you're probably not going to be in business. That should be a clue, either end when you're at the top, like I could have done, or, stand back and look at it and realize that you don't have anything visualized out there. I really know it works. I really believe that works. Well, it's been really good. I guess I wanted to clear the fact up a little bit as why I stay loyal to Seismic. It came along at the time of my life that everything that I had done in the past and everything I was doing right that moment and being all of a sudden involved in Seismic, it just seemed right. Seemed right. And I had fun with my hats, you know. I had fun. I got a lot out of it. People say, well, what did you get out of that? Look at all the people I know and I met. I even started Frida's hat last week. So I'm selling hats. That's all you could ask for out of life is a good time and enjoying every moment of the day.